Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. Shell's premium gasoline provides engine protection even in extreme heat, like what you're experiencing today. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. With continuous use of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR, spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Many of us have grown up in areas, almost every area truly has its own set of urban legends, ghosts, hauntings, specters, spooks, whatever you want to call them. Now, as to whether these tales are true is a whole other conversation. Some are just stories conjured up over the years to scare children as cautionary pauses, if you will, for their own safety and their own good. But sometimes those stories can be very true. What happens when you find yourself at the center of one of those stories in a town that seems to be quite haunted, and the ghost that is haunting you happens to be someone you know, someone you loved in life, that maybe is returning to create their own ghostly tale for you to tell, of this town that is already so filled with ghost stories? Take a listen. My father died suddenly about 5 years ago. He was a diabetic with poor circulation and was only 52 years old when he died in bed on New Year's Day. The official cause of death was complications from diabetes, and it's generally believed that the complication was a heart attack or aneurysm. The loss was devastating to my family and me. Before I explain the things I saw and heard after my father passed, I'd like to share some known sites of hauntings in and around part of Eugene where he died. I'll also add a little history as well. First, the local haunts. I worked for my father in his law office on Will Gillespie Road. His house was on a quiet street off that road, so the house and the office were less than a mile away from each other. The office was not far from Diedrich Slow, another place in Eugene that's reported to be haunted by a somewhat opaque woman who is best not approached. Two other hauntings nearby my father's office and my family home are the Toys R Us, which is supposed to have a haunting in the storeroom, and a former Kmart, which is now an auto dealership. Both of these hauntings are said to be dangerous in those stores, where things move around by themselves and sometimes thrown while people are present. My brothers, sisters, and I attended the high school, which is about 2 miles away, and the school courtyard is rumored to be haunted by the ghost of a woman calling for her daughter, Frances. When she cannot find her daughter, she gets angry and shakes the trees. This is not as well known as the South Eugene High School ghost, where the identity of a ghost is largely agreed to be that of Robert Graney, a student who fell from a catwalk in the school's auditorium and died in 1958. The other four hauntings, the Toys R Us, Slow, Kmart, Sheldon High School, are of unknown origin, and no one has any good idea who the ghosts that inhabit these places are. There's a cemetery, Gillespie Butte, which is directly behind Will Gillespie Elementary School. Many of the area's early settlers are buried there, including Reverend Jacob Gillespie, who originally owned the donation land claim that the school, surrounding homes and businesses, and Eugene Country Club are now on. Carl M. Young, also buried at the cemetery, had the other half of the donation land claim from his parents, who had split the claim with Reverend Gillespie in the 1850s. The cemetery is small, less than 400 burials, but it is the final resting place of pioneers from all over the area. It is remote, at the top of a butte, and walking is steep and long. Interesting, Cal Young was a namesake of the middle school my brothers, sisters, and I attended. The building we all attended, the school, is gone now, replaced by a brand new modern building. But as a side note, I clearly remember places in that old building that made me chill to the bone. I always thought it was just a drafty old barn of a building, but I've been in older buildings than that and was far more comfortable. It was not a nice feeling, and I never bothered to ask that question when I was there. I was just a kid. To summarize, the area is rife with history and hauntings. I suppose that's why my father might not have found it so intimidating to return to the house and office where he had lived the last 20 years of his life. He had neighbors. The disturbances started right away. Even the day after he died, I saw things I could not explain. I went into his office to see what was needed to be done, and the first thing that happened was the fax machine jammed. I thought, I don't need the office equipment going gunny bags right now. It had been in perfect working order 2 days earlier, the day before Dad died. No one had been in the office since I'd locked the doors 2 days earlier. The copy machine and the coffee maker had also been in perfect working condition. The coffee machine also jammed, and the office coffee maker would not brew. I had to pour another pot of water into the machine, but what happened to the water I had already poured into it? When I went to investigate the machine to see why the water I had poured in, it was not being fed through to make the coffee, there was no water. The counter, cabinets, and floor were completely dry. The carafe was empty. It made no sense, and I could not figure it out. There's no way it could evaporate that quickly. On the second pot of water, the coffee brewed normally. Where did the water go? 2 or 3 months passed in which I tried to get on with my life. Then in the spring, I noticed things in my apartment. My father had been an enthusiastic collector of electronic toys and gadgets, especially stereo and video equipment and computer stuff. Those are the things that began acting up. I found it hard to believe that electronics bought at various times and all in perfect working condition could just suddenly start having problems all at the same time. I looked for shorts, spikes, and surges and found none. The things had not been damaged in any way until whatever disturbed them came along, and it was not anything I could find. I was also confounded as to why brand new batteries, even lithium batteries, would suddenly go dead. I even had lights switch on by themselves. That one I spent months trying to find a rational explanation for and could not. Once it was the ceiling fan in the dining room at a friend's house, a portion on top of the shelf went flying off and crashed to the floor while we were watching a movie. Then there was the stuff that told me I possibly was being contacted by my father or something else. One night shortly after he died, I woke up and saw something at the foot of my bed. I focused my eyes to make sure I saw this right, and there was something that looked like a big ball of light, and it looked like it had little comets shooting around it. I thought, no way am I saying this, but I was, and I must have decided it wanted to talk to me. It said, go back to sleep, and said my name. I recognized the voice, and it was Dad. The odd thing was, when I heard Dad's voice, it sounded like it was coming from the side of my bed and not the foot of it. And Dad sounded like it was important that I go back to sleep. So I did. The way I heard his voice, even when awake, was as if he were speaking in my mind a little closer than just whispering in my ear. I sat up on my bed one night and had the bedroom door closed for whatever reason, and I heard something in the kitchen. My cats were with me and there was no one else in the house. All the kitchen stuff was off, so I tried this calling with my mind. I did, and I heard my father's voice very distinctly say my name in response, in the very same way he spoke to me by my bed. Well, I was both startled and thinking, no, this has to be wishful thinking. I was not ready to believe it was my father. Since he was a practical person, the idea of lingering on when it's not time to get going did not fit his personality, but I realized with certainty it was not wishful thinking and that things might just have changed given the circumstances. I believed it. Then one night, about 4 years after he died, I was house-sitting for my family. This is the same house my father died in and the same house that's down the road from his former office. I sat in the living room with my mother's cat that let nobody pet her unless she wants something. For some reason, that cat always wanted to be on my lap or being held. The cat started this as soon as I got to the house. I had this urge to check the house and make sure no one was there as it should be empty. I had a feeling someone might be there. I was prepared to run out if I had to, but there was not anyone in the house. Or so I thought. While the cat was using my lap for a napping perch, it got incredibly quiet in the house. I remember thinking the silence was too silent. Then I heard it. Someone was walking down the hallway from the bedrooms. One of those bedrooms was a master bedroom where he had died. I heard the shoes, the kind of shoes he often wore because of his feet. Diabetics often have poor circulation in their feet, so they have to wear specific kinds of shoes, and it sounded like the casual walk he had affected in life. At first, I utterly froze. I was not sure if I was prepared to face a ghost of anyone, regardless of who they were. I didn't know if I could handle the emotion of seeing him after so long and knowing he was dead. So I stayed put and tried not to faint. After a few moments of speaking to him with my mind, he seemed to hear me but did not answer. I sensed he was gone. I got up and went into the dining room where the entrance to the hall is. The cat went with me as she was determined not to be left alone. We stood and stared at the hallway. The cat, bulging her eyes bigger than she usually does, she was still. My own cats at home have done this. They'll suddenly freeze and stare at something that's not there. I can't divert their attention. When these events started happening, I had no real spiritual or religious beliefs of any kind. My family was Lutheran, and my father's funeral service was Lutheran, though he did not have a committal service, as he was buried 3 days after the funeral and the pastor was not available to officiate at a Sunday burial. I had a casual belief in God, but nothing serious. I did not believe in ghosts or psychic phenomena and thought the tales of hauntings in the Eugene area were just fun urban legends. I tended to think hauntings could be explained by either wishful thinking or natural rational phenomena. However, I would never enter a cemetery at night, and there were places I would not go or did not want to be, and times I felt like I was not alone when I apparently was. I never understood my reactions. It seemed to make no sense because if it was dead I was afraid of, why was that? I managed to piece together that most of us are afraid of our own mortality as we are curious about the prospect of immortality and left it at that. But then not all hauntings are ghosts of people who have passed. Some are strictly spirits, even demons, who may or may not be the demon ghost of a person who is dead, from what I've learned. If that is so, perhaps the fear is that a ghost, spirit, demon, or whatever is more powerful than we are, being in a realm that far surpasses a human lifetime and is thought to be an eternity. Perhaps our fear is that by virtue of their longer shelf life. They have the knowledge we do not have and would not like to have. If it is a demon or angry ghost, are they capable of sucking us into some vortex or plane of existence that's more horrible than we can imagine? Or do we not want to end up like them, earthbound, haunting, restless, and unsatisfied? Or is what we fear something else? The idea that these ghosts, deprived of something powerful and fleeting, which is life, seek to rejoin human life through the living people they encounter. Possession is one way of doing it. If moving on into the light is the desired destination for a ghost in this world, then whatever is in it must be satisfying enough to dissuade a ghost from ever returning. But for the earthbound ghosts, the ones who stay is part of their misery that they are no longer part of life. That is certainly feasible, considering ghosts necessarily draw their energy from the living. I do not know why my father returned, but I am sure he has his reasons. I got the impression that ghosts come when they want or need to, and it's generally not a good idea to go calling them yourself unless you want to scare yourself stupid. Just like in life, in death, people still have their own reasons for doing something. Perhaps someday when my time comes, I'll know what was behind my haunting.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.